With us in the studio is Jody Avergan, a producer with WNYC's Brian Lehrer Show. He's here to tell us about his adventures in the world of smartphone apps. He has an idea for an app of his own. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Brooke. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Jody. Just so our listeners know, there are all sorts of fancy apps out there, but Jody, you're really aiming for the simple app market.
That's right. There are a lot of simple apps, and let me pull out my iPhone and show you. I have an app that's basically a flashlight. I have an app that's the Constitution. I hit a button and I can read the Constitution. This is what I do in my free time. I also have an app that's called iNap at Work, and you open it up, and it creates random office-y type sound effects so that you can take a nap at work and your coworkers will think that you're actually being productive.
You didn't pay a dollar for that utterly useless app, did you? Because
99 cents, Bob, please. Who knows why people download this stuff, but they do.
And that brings us to why you're here right now.
That's right. In my piece, I go casting about trying to get this idea made.
Okay, let's hear this thing.
Roll tape.
The first person I spoke with for advice was Rekha Murthy. She's with PRX. They're the company that designed the WNYC app, so I figured I'd keep it within the family. And the first thing I learned, most people making apps, the coding is really a small part of the overall process. There are a lot of steps between good idea and Angry Birds.
Finding out what the goals of the organization
are. In a database that can be exposed via an API.
Finding out how it's stored.
Is
it in
a wireframe?
Do graphic design.
Basically mock-ups of what the app would look like.
We call that kind of the discovery process.
The organizations we work with have to do a lot of soul-searching and planning as well.
Soul-searching?
Yes. Somehow, what started out as just making an app becomes an exercise in soul-searching.
So this sounds like way more complicated than, to be honest, what I thought. I can make a Tumblr page. I can post something to YouTube. Why can't I just go ahead and make an app?
Jody, no one's stopping you from making an app. The question is, do you want anyone to use it?
And that's the key. If I want someone to pay good money for my app, it's going to have to be well-designed and stable. I'll need to update it, add features, and then Apple comes along and releases a new operating system like they did a few months ago, and app developers scramble to make sure their product really works with it. All of that requires a good relationship with a good developer, and that's really going to cost me.
Anywhere from $2,000 to $100,000.
That figure, by the way, doesn't include the marketing budget. If I really want my app to stand out, I'll need ads online, a slick video, and ads in other apps. So I don't have tons of cash up front, and I don't have a team of developers and marketers, but there's still got to be a way to break into the app game. I mean, there's got to be an app's rags-to-riches story out there.
I had no money and, no real knowledge of, what I was going to do.
Lisa Bettany is a photographer by trade, but a few years ago, she had an idea for an app. That turned into Camera Plus, which is an app that lets you add filters to your iPhone pictures. It does a couple things really well. And Lisa's on board with the idea that a simple app can go a long way.
You know, we all have needs for really simple applications. There's an app called Tipulator that calculates a tip when you're in a restaurant. I mean, each app doesn't need to sort of take on the world.
And now she's super rich.
We've sold $4 million, and we've grossed $4 million in profit.
But as with any rags-to-riches story, you can't forget about the rags part.
I worked for a year and a half on this app before we finished it. And during that year and a half, I was pretty destitute. it was rough.
Okay, that's a bit of a bummer. Rekha tells me that I'm going to need a ton of money and a team of marketers. Lisa tells me that I'm probably going to have a year of destitution. My idea is a simple one. I don't know why I can't get it done.
Jody!
Yes, Bob?
We've been sitting here for 4 minutes and we still have no idea what your idea is. Can you just tell us about your app?
Okay, you guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is my pitch. You know, I've been told over and over again that all you need in this world is one good idea and all your dreams will come true. But what if you don't have any ideas?
Out with it.
My app gives you ideas for apps.
I see.
So you pop it open. You shake it up, and it gives you an idea. And if you like that idea, you run with it. You do what it takes to make it happen. You with me?
I'm so with you.
Bob, are you with me?
I'll take your silence as tacit approval.
Okay, take it any way you wish.
Do you guys want to hear some of the ideas that are in my ideas for an app?
May we?
You've seen the movie Men in Black, correct?
Yeah, I believe so.
They have that little machine that erases people's memories?
Yes.
Okay, so that's in there. That idea's in there. Let's see. How about an app that translates baby talk? All of a sudden, you know what they're up to. What about an app that tells you if someone else is already working on your idea for an app and that you should stop?
You're like a human Escher drawing. This idea about ideas keeps folding back into itself. But the ideas you cited are also fanciful, silly.
Unachievable.
Yeah. So your app is a gag?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm holding in front of me a sheet, Brooke can see it, mm-hmm. two sheets of all the ideas that would be in this idea.
You have
for an
some
app,
that are
app.
Called absurd ideas, some that are called terrible ideas, ideas that obviously already exist. Here, give me the other sheet. Then you've got something called good but impossible ideas, and then a fairly small section of actually kind of good ideas.
Read some of those.
Okay. An app that would find you a compatible business partner for your online startup. An app that would let you take a picture of a tasty food dish and then email you the recipe.
Oh, like Shazam for food.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
An app that will identify the color of a wall's pane.
I think it's supposed to say paint.
Oh, paint. No, I mean, there's like if the paint is actually some sort of Benjamin Moore paint, it'll tell you what the color is.
Oh, I see what you mean.
An app that takes a picture of complicated legal documents and translates them into straight talk. These are kind of good ideas.
And then under the absurd ideas, there's ones that like an app that tells you when you hear a wolf howl, how far away that wolf is.
Mm-hmm. That's really useful.
You never know.
How about an app that will identify someone who has entered your radio studio under the influence of illegal mushrooms?
Well, Bob, I am actually taking ideas for the ideas for an app, and you can email me at ideasfortheideasforanapp@gmail.com.
I'm on that.
Okay, Jody, putting aside the idea of whether your app will fly, what did you learn about the app world?
Well, one thing I learned is that the app world is taking a similar path to that of the internet in general. 10, 15 years ago, anyone could get in the website game. It didn't matter how it looked as long as you had a website. And then the professionals moved in and made it very expensive to have a great website. Well, that's exactly what's happening with the world of app design. What's interesting, though, is that the web has sort of cycled back a bit. Now there's new tools that are making it easier for anyone to make a great-looking professional website, and I think the same thing is going to happen in the app world. I'm starting to see some companies out there trying to make it easy for anyone to make a sophisticated app.
But that doesn't mean you're actually going to get this thing made.
Oh, we'll see about that. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Brooke.
Jody Avergan is a producer here at WNYC. If you want to see more of his ideas for the Ideas for an App, and I don't know why you would, visit our website, onthemedia.org.